More problems with a 14-minute anti-Islamic flick that caused problems in Cairo, and supposedly, originally, it was reportedly the reason why the Benghazi problem happened, where four Americans were killed, including Ambassador Stevens there in Libya. But we now have come to find out, come on, it was definitely a pre-planned attack, I think, to coincide with the anniversary of September 11th. And that's where we begin. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney here at the helm of America Tonight. Remember, it's not a monologue. You can always throw in your two cents. I know you have at least one eye open out there. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. In the polls, no matter what the polls are, the president has a little bit of a lead over Mitt Romney. Some cases three, some polls four, depending on which one it is and on which particular day and what issue we're actually talking about. So we've got 9 days to go before the first presidential debate, and the Dems and the Republicans are strategizing. They're preparing like an NFL team, getting ready for the matchups. What is it that they can do to get ahead when they're out there on the stage and they are captivating the nation, right? So if you're neck and neck or Obama's just a few points ahead, well, of course he wants to be able to pull further ahead. Romney wants to shine so he can maybe score a few points. The economy's number one. We all know it. We all get it. It's what everybody talks about. Hey, did you notice over the weekend, gas was down. $3.39 in my neck of the woods. How about yours? What did you pay to fill up, let's say for regular, if you're getting regular out there, for a gallon? $3.39. I noticed it. A lot of people noticed it. That was the conversation. Hey, guess what? Gas is $3.39 over at the Shell station down the street. Really? Yep, $3.39. Because I can remember paying $3.80-something not too long ago. So the dip in the gas is noticeable. Why? Because of the economy. Because everybody's getting hit all over the place, nickel and dime for everything from taxes to water bills going up to whatever it is. Don't you feel like everybody has their hands in your pocket? That's what I feel like. I said it to someone. I feel like an ATM machine. Maybe you feel like an ATM machine. And eventually you're going to stop spitting out money. So the economy is the number one thing. That's going to be the focus of the debates for sure. And how is it that the Prez can pull ahead or that Romney can somehow have doubters looking at him that he's not that guy who doesn't get the 47% of the population who say that he's calling victims? Because remember, that was a pretty nasty week for him when that slice of video came out from Boca Raton at a $50,000 a plate fundraiser. It was he really took a hit on that, I think. This is a chance for him to at least put some distance between himself and those comments that kept coming back and back and back and back and back. I mean, this is the one thing that has stuck to Romney. The supposed gaffes and missteps, and that one is number one, without a doubt. That's what he's going to have to do. He's going to have to convince Americans, I think, that he gets it. He understands. He's going to help the middle class. He's going to be there to help the middle class and convince people who are like, no way, and convince, frankly, some Republicans who don't want to vote for Mitt Romney, who don't want to vote, who don't want to go and vote for anyone. So they're just going to stay home. They don't like Obama, but they don't like Mitt Romney either. As always happens on Sunday, it's called the Sunday Swirl. I like to call it that anyway, because you got a lot of political talking heads who make their way to the cable stations and the network stations and talk about what's happened over the past week, kind of relive the events. A lot of the reliving was over Romney and the private fundraiser and the tape that got out, ultimately, that Mother Jones sprayed all over the internet, courtesy of Jimmy Carter's grandson, who told them about it, who gave it to them, and who knows who actually shot the little bit of tape that they had, whether they were someone that was there or somebody that was working the event or whatever it was, doesn't matter. So David Axelrod was one of the people that was on one of the Sunday shows, and he talked about the fact that, hey, this really is pretty neck and neck, and how he thought Romney really wasn't the answer for what ails us.
The bigger issue isn't that he isn't being straight about his own taxes. The bigger issue is that he isn't being straight about what he's going to do to everyone else's taxes. The answer to go back to trickle-down economics, a $5 trillion unpaid tax cut skewed to the wealthy, deregulation of Wall Street, the same script we played through in the last decade, or are we going to keep moving forward and doing the things we need to rebuild this economy and rebuild the middle class? We've always said it was going to be a close race, structurally, the way the politics of our country are set up. We knew it was going to be a close race. We're prepared for a close race.
All right, so he says they're prepared, the Democrats, for a close race. On Friday, Mitt Romney releases his 2011 taxes. He made $13.7 million last year. He paid almost $2 million, I'll be exact, $1.94 million in federal income taxes. So that gave him a tax rate of 14.1%. 14.1% is what he actually paid. The whole tax thing is something that he has a hard time putting in the rearview mirror, too, but he released that anyway, saying he's being straight. Here's what the deal is. And here we have 44 days to go until Election Day. And this is Ohio, Colorado, Virginia, Wisconsin. All those states are huge for Romney. If he has any shot whatsoever, the debates could help, because he's done 20-some of them. You'd figure he'd be sharper at that. That's more his forte than Obama's, and hitting those battleground areas and getting people to go out and vote for him. But in the recent polls, it seems like right now anyway, that Obama has the edge, because I keep checking battleground, and every time I look, who comes up but Obama, just by a little bit. I mean, it still is, like Axelrod acknowledged, neck and neck with 6.5 weeks to go, 3 presidential debates. You could throw in the one VP debate. There's a chance for people to change their mind, but how many people are going to change their mind? And how many people are just going to say, forget about it? I keep saying that there's this area. We don't have a lot of people that go out and vote anyway. So there's still going to be this area of people now who are saying they don't want to vote, right? I was checking out those polls. The NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Marist, and Fox News polls have the race at 49% to 44%. Others that have been released say it could be a little bit closer. Florida's 29 electoral votes. That's what everybody wants. That's the biggest one of all the 9 or battleground states that are out there. That's the one both campaigns really want to wrap their arms around. All right, we'll turn it over to the B-side. Hang with us.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've been talking a lot on America Tonight about the iPhone. 2 million sold in 24 hours. I'm talking about the iPhone 5. I had a conversation today, and you can appreciate this, folks, and all those nooks and crannies out there, with some people I was in a car with and asked, you know, how tech hooked up are you when it comes to iPads and iPhones and computers, iPads, all that kind of stuff. And in a car of four people, we came up with 50 devices. That is just ridiculous. So we're psyched to have on the show Dr. Gregory Jantz. He's got a book out called Hooked, The Pitfalls of Media, Technology, and Social Networking. Doc, welcome to the show. What is wrong with us?
Hey, good to be with you. Now, did you say between four of you, you had, did I hear 50?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad we're talking. This book is for you.
Yeah, this is too hooked in. It is. And, you know, this is sometimes what happens. People are so distracted, and it doesn't matter if you're in, it doesn't matter if you're talking about a teenager or 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. What happens is you go to lunch or you see people, you look around, and you notice everybody's texting, they're on their phone, they're checking it, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You just got to put them away. It's crazy.
Well, you do. Kate, have you ever had lunch with somebody and they pull out and they're texting, and then they look up at you and they go, "What'd you say?"
Yes.
Yeah, and so, you know, what we need to understand is that technology has, and I'm all for technology, man. I'm on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter as well. So, but it's all about balance and how we're going to regulate this in our own lives. And here's the key. It can affect, cannot, let me make that clear, affect our real relationships. And remember, if we're tethered to that device, at the expense of the relationship that's in front of us, we're devaluing that relationship ultimately.
Yeah, and I think that somehow people are disconnecting. They misunderstand that because we're having, you just gave the great example, we're having distracted conversations. So it used to be so rude not to listen to somebody. Now you just expect that you're going to have to repeat something a couple of times.
Oh, when sure. We walk. You know, I'm in Seattle. You walk downtown Seattle, and, of course, 9 out of 10 people are walking down the sidewalk with a device in hand, looking down at it. And how many times have we almost run into something? Of course.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yes. You know, there's also the phenomenon. Now, I'm a guy, and guys wear their phones on their hips, usually. And, you know, you take it off, and at night, the phone's not on you, but your hip's still vibrating.
I know, it's so bad. It's bad. So why is this? Why is it that we've become now so obsessed about getting the latest, greatest thing that will sacrifice not only relationships, but we can't really afford it? We can barely pay mortgages, and there's other things that where we need to put our money. It doesn't matter. We still have to get the best gadget. Why is that now?
We always do need the best gadget, and part of it is marketing teaches us that in some way we're inferior or we're not good enough unless we have it. And we don't even know exactly what have it means, but we know it's the next thing and it's new, and we've got to have it. And that, over time, this one-click culture has created what we'll call low-impulse control. And whether it's your 13-year-old kid or you as an adult, you're used to that instant and living instant and having it instant. And so when the next thing comes along, I've got to have it instantly as well. So, you know, and I think, you know, and I'm all for the great. I'm going to have the iPhone 5, too. I won't be standing in line and sleeping overnight for it. And I'm going to make sure that, you know, that we're really using this to really create the very best. But don't let it affect and interfere with your present-day relationships.
Yeah. Is it also, too, about, I mean, this is, as Americans, this is a big thing, not just with technology, I think in other areas, too. But there's the theory about keeping up with the Joneses. Is this part of it, too? So, like, if you get the iPhone 5, Doc, and you and I are friends and we're having coffee in Seattle, I am sick of hearing you talk about the iPhone 5. I got to get one, too, because I got to keep up with you.
I'm just personal example. I've got the iPad 2. My wife has iPad 3. I mean, I used her the other day. I go, man, this is better than mine. I want this one.
There you go.
See how it works? Yeah. So, but here's the thing. We need, you know, if we look at technology right now, the fastest growing users are, for example, Facebook. Women about 35, approximately 45, 48. Of that group this morning who are on Facebook, remember, this is the fastest growing users of Facebook. This morning, they didn't get up and have a cup of coffee. They didn't even go to the bathroom. 48% of those went right over to Facebook, logged on as the first thing they did in the morning. I'm just saying, if you're doing that, you have a problem.
Yeah, so that's when you know you've crossed the line. And now there is such a thing as being addicted to it, and you have 25 years of clinical experience. Is this something now that you have to treat people for?
Well, you know, we do treat people from all over the country who come in. You know, depression is big, anxiety, obviously addictions, and one of the addictions, of course, is we might call it a technology addiction.
Oh.
And it can create, you know, here's what happens. It can create a sense of, you know, of what we'll call we think we're multitasking. We think we're doing a good job. But, you know, some of the recent research on multitaskers, and when they're tested on memory recall, they actually score fairly low and a lot lower than they thought they would have because, granted, they're partially distracted. And now there's one exception to that. Women do score a little bit better than men, so I'll just got to confess that up front. But the heavy multitasking, what I'll call heavy multitasking, creates this partial attention. I have partial attention. I've got partial distraction, too. And, you know, it kind of looks like adult attention deficit disorder.
Yes. And so there's probably just a huge spike in that, right?
Well, I would say there's a huge spike in what appears attention deficit disorder because of the interference that we're allowing, you know, and ultimately the technology to do. Here's the other thing. Let's say you've got kids, 10, 12, 13, preteens and teenagers, and there's no boundaries over screen time, and there's a heavy stimulation. Parents aren't or many times clueless as to what their kids are actually doing. We overstimulate the brain early on, and we create a pattern of overstimulation. And some of the recent brain spec imaging shows us that we actually create a craving brain. And that craving brain is just one step over from an addicted brain. So we could say, you know, an overstimulation of the brain or developing brain can create an addicted brain.
Yeah. So once somebody gets addicted and you're, you know, people are being treated, what are some of the things that they have to do? How do you wean somebody off technology?
Oh, how do we wean off technology? Well, here's a good little test just to take. It's personal something you can do today or this week. Pick a day of the week. Maybe it's going to be Sunday, but you just feel like, you know, you can relate to what I'm talking about. Pick a day and say, you know what, I'm going to go without for one day. And I'm just going to, you know, not going to be on the email, I'm not going to be on the stream. For one day, I'm just going to go without. And see what you experience. Do you feel like I'm in a daze? I feel depressed. I feel irritable. I feel anxious. Do you get sweaty palms? Do you feel disconnected and you have some physical symptoms, some symptoms of anxiety perhaps? And, I've had people that we've seen that really have full-fledged anxiety disorder symptoms. So that's a sign. If you've got those physical symptoms and emotional symptoms, that might be a sign. It might be time for a little detox.
Yeah. How worrisome is this for the millennials, for the younger people coming up?
Oh, my goodness. Can we barely even keep up with them? Because every day there's a new app, right? Every day there's something new that can really, if you will, in some way get a stronghold on us and get us captivated with it. It's just like right now, the younger users of Facebook are in some ways falling off of Facebook and moving over to Instagram. I can publish a picture, and seconds later, I can have all these comments. And it's the power in the picture in the media right now.
But here's the other thing about that, too. There is also, I just thought about this, also there's something about being anonymous. So, and there's no repercussions for that. So all the crazy blogging, all the things that you can write comments on stuff, there's sort of a desensitized chip in a lot of people, or it's starting to go that way.
Well said. Well, remember, I can say and do things online, whether it's texting or online in another fashion, that I probably would not do in person. I can feel a greater sense of self-importance. Hey, I've got 5,000 people follow me on Twitter. I got all these Facebook friends. I must be important. So for the person that's already got a fragile sense of self, and I've got all these people following me, and they're my friends on Facebook, you know, it's an exaggerated sense of raising up your self-esteem.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, I agree. Because how many of the people do you really know? How many of them are true friends?
The true person on Facebook really probably has 15 to 20, what we call real friends.
Right, and the rest is just people that are randomly surfing and connected, and
Do
you think will there be a time when we just top out? It's just massive overload?
I think we're reaching a point of massive overload. Newsweek not long ago had a cover story called I Crazy. And what has happened to people who have become oversaturated and actually moved over to more of a psychotic place. And, you know, we've seen some examples of that.
Yeah.
People that have gone without sleep and they've been online so much that they've really stepped over the edge of reality.
Well, that's frightening. All right, the book is called Hooked, The Pitfalls of Media Technology and Social Networking. Dr. Jantz, thanks for popping.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Show, if you don't feel like giving us a call, I say you can vent. Give us your mother's recipe for the best chocolate cake you've ever had, or whatever it is you want to share with America Tonight, simply by going to americatonight.net and letting your thoughts fly. And a lot of you do that, especially over the weekend. I can't believe how many people clog up my email, which is great. This is an audience that is very active with email. So, without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. We do have mail, 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 and more mail. This one comes to us from Alec, who says, Kate, are you paying attention to what's going on with Aiken in his shot at trying to unseat Claire McCaskill as a Missourian? I have to say I am sickened by what Aiken had to say, but I am not a fan of McCaskill's whatsoever, especially with her stance on the whole Obamacare deal. This puts me in that weird limbo spot. More people that I'm talking to are saying, as much as it kills them, they don't want McCaskill, and they may just go for Aiken. Yeah, you know, he was pretty much written off, definitely written off, before the Republican National Convention. Now, there are people paying attention to him because they don't want McCaskill. They don't want the Democrat. Will he win? Will he not? I mean, this is, I looked at some polls there. This is a tight race. It's neck and neck. It may be the tightest Senate race besides the one in Massachusetts. Scott Brown trying to stay. He's the Republican versus Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat. So he apologized afterwards, and, you know, this really was the conversation for maybe even 2 weeks. But it only matters in Missouri. It matters for the voters anyway. What are they going to do? And they had a debate. You know, they had their first debate, and a lot of people are actually kind of getting persuaded that Aiken might not be so bad, believe it or not. And the polls are showing that he's not completely out of it. In fact, he's raised over $800,000. I guess he did one of those online appeal things. Did you ever check when you check your email? Speaking of doing that, did you get a bunch of solicitations from the candidates, the local ones and then the national ones? And there have been a bunch of fundraisers for him lately. He may surprise a few people, and despite the comments that he made early August after the rape remark and losing the backing of the Republican National Committee, he still just might, you know, with the television budget zapped, he still just might somehow sneak in there because of people not wanting to vote for McCaskill, although she definitely has her fans as well. All right, here's another one. This one is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, emails us constantly, swears he's going to call the program. I love that. I understand. He says, you know, I think about it during the day, and then I pop off an email, and that's what makes sense to me. And here's what Jake says. Kate, have you been paying attention to now this crazy nonsense about what was said and what the real story is about the White House and the murder of our ambassador in Libya and the three others? I just don't understand why so much is being made of this. Isn't the White House smart enough to just drop it? Have they ever dropped anything? Well, here's the thing. It's being on the defense. So Robert Gibbs was on the defense over the weekend saying that, you know, that it's an attack and it's responding and saying that it wasn't a pre-planned attack and that the response wasn't misleading and blah, blah, blah. And I agree, Jake. I don't get why this is such a fumble for the White House, other than there's this edict about not using terror, avoiding terrorism, that whole thing. That's not a word we're using. They have a deal where they'll X out certain words. That word doesn't work. We're getting rid of it. It's negative. Boom, Xing it out. Not like the Republicans couldn't do the same thing, but the terrorism word is just a no-no. If they don't have to say it, they don't want to say it. Pre-planned, they didn't want to go there because the correlation was September 11th, I suppose. Instead, I mean, what can we agree on with the facts? You have an ambassador who is a lifelong diplomat who the Libyan people, a lot of them liked him. He's in this crappy area in Benghazi, which is, of course, riddled with jackals and people who would easily paint a target on his back. So he gets taken out. Two Navy SEALs also get taken out, and another consulate employee, boom, out as well. And you look at the pictures of it, and it's clearly, it doesn't look like somebody just a bunch of thugs went in there and started to rip things apart. They got in there somehow. They flushed them out. It looks pre-planned. Initially, they're saying it was about the jihadist, the anti-Islamic movie, that the Prophet 14-minute thing that came on, you know, that was on YouTube that everybody was watching in the Islamic world, that set off the spark plug of the wild sparks flying everywhere in Cairo and was being debated all over the place. So initially that was what kept coming out of the White House, that this was what this was about, that it was about the movie, but it wasn't about the movie. Yeah, you know, take it for what it's worth. All right, let's move on to another one. I want to try to squeeze a couple in here and not get too sidetracked by it. Let's see. Here's one from Bob, listening to us in the great state of Vermont. I've emailed you now for the last couple of weeks, a couple different times, Ms. Delaney. I think I told you in one of the previous emails. Don't worry, I've been listening to you for a long time in Burlington, and very happy to say there are a lot of people up here who like the show. So here's the deal, enough of sucking up to you. Here's what I don't understand, doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand why, when we hear about these polls, why they sometimes can be so vastly different. Do you think the disparity is because they're slanted in a certain direction when it's Wall Street and it's NBC, or when it's CBS and whoever they partner up with, or whether it's a Gallup poll or whether it's a Rasmussen poll? Well, here's the thing. There's something called a poll of polls, and that takes all of them, no matter if it's supposedly a little bit Rasmussen accused of being right, Gallup not really accused of being anything. They just do the daily tracking. But others, CNN, maybe more left-leaning, if you wanted to say, because, you know, they make phone calls, and it's a sampling size that they're ultimately getting. So the poll of polls, I think, really gives you a good sense. And the poll of polls shows that the race is very close. I mean, the race is, I believe it, the race is neck and neck, 4 or 3 point or more difference. There have been a couple that I've seen where Obama was head and shoulders above. But as has been said to me many times, we're still how many days out, 40-some days out, before the election. Will anything drastic or dramatic happen up to that point? And then you have these three debates. Will that make any difference or not? I had a few people say to me that are diehard Republicans about the horrible week for Romney because of the tape that came out, that they think that sunk Romney. And can he turn that around in the debates? Because that's probably going to be fodder at some point. It's going to be fodder for the debates, looking at the 47% comment. That could be fair game when you're talking about the economy. So that those debates, I think, did get a little more interesting. And maybe a lot of people are going to watch them. Let's see how many people watch them. The numbers there would matter. Because to me, if you had really, really high numbers, I think that shows that people want to hear what's being said. They want to know what's going on. Here's one from Allison, and she writes, "Oh, so sad. I listened to your show, and I was hearing about the pandas at the National Zoo. And then when I listened this morning to my local news, I found out that one of the cubs died at the zoo. What happened to the cub?" Yeah, they say it was the mother panda was made like a honking kind of noise that symbolizes distress, and the vets, of course, rushed to the cub, and the cub died, just a newborn 6 days after the cub was born. They say that it didn't seem like there was any trauma or infection. They don't know what caused the cub's death, and who knows? I'm sure they'll release something once they do know, but how sad to hear that honking noise. The mother who was upset, and that had to be awful if you were at the zoo and you could hear that. Ooh. So they'll do whatever they call the version of an autopsy for the panda and see if they can figure out what it was. And they said that you know, they hadn't named the cub yet, and they had taped a grunt from the cub, and the cub looked like it was okay, and that's awful, because cubs in captivity, pretty tough. And, you know, here's the thing. What does a zoo want with the panda? They want people to go and see the panda. And they were saying that the birth of the cub would have increased the amount of people coming about 500,000 because of the baby panda. Ooh, 500,000 people would have gone to go see that panda. Sad.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
That touch screen pass, caught by Spiller, has room at the 30, 25, 20, at the 15, headed to the end zone, C.J. down the sideline, in, touchdown, Buffalo, C.J. Spiller, caught the screen pass and took it 32 yards to the end zone.
Here's the takeaway by Bradford, going to throw the slant, hit, knocked away by Jennings, into the hand, a major run, goodbye, baby, goodbye, five end zone, touchdown, touchdown Bears.
Sanu throwing downfield, has a man at the 25-20, a trick play, and it is a touchdown, A.J. Green. The throw from Mohamed Sanu, a rookie wide receiver, caught the Redskins nappies, 73 yards, a touchdown on the game's first play.
On first down, Ponder back to pass, Niners rush nicely, he picks it up, sprints up the middle, inside the 15, to the goal line, touchdown!
Shotgun snap. With time, he'll turn and throw, and he's got a man. He's on the run. Look at him go. There goes Cecil Shorts. He's going. He's in the 20, the 15, 10, 5, and he's reaching. Touchdown. Touchdown, Jacksonville. 80 yards. 80 yards. Oh, my, 80 yards.
Flacco under pressure on the run. Throws and gone. Caught. Touchdown. Torrey Smith. The magic is still in the house. His second touchdown reception of the night.
All right, great job by Matt Johnson. Yeah, that was a wrap of what was Monday Night Football, of course, coming up. But over the weekend, very strange, these games. I always say when we do Nail the Score, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, we have this contest. Once a week, the computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, you tell us what you think the final score is going to be. Dave in Vermont nailed it the first one out of the gate. So he's got a big prize pack. Swag bag coming to him soon, but I was hoping we may even have another one. We did not have a winner this time around. San Francisco and Minnesota tangled. You know that the Vikings won that 24-13. So a lot of people had the Vikings, but nobody had 24-13. Like Jack had 21-17. We had Phil in Missouri at 28-20. Mike in Kentucky, 24-16. I really thought the Colts were going to win it, but it was big for the Vikings, huge for the Vikings. There was another game, I'll tell you, Jets fans, man, they have to be pulling their teeth out when they watch the Jets play. I'm going to pull another one out. The Jets won. They beat Miami 23-20, but they had to do it in overtime. Tennessee was blowing out Detroit. That ended up in overtime, 44-41. Dallas hangs on for a win. They had some sloppy play in that game, but they won 16-10. And it's been just a very strange 3 weeks out so far at this point. And, you know, then you have New England and Baltimore. And in that one, New England loses. So Baltimore, again, 1.31-30. You got Green Bay and Seattle, the Monday night game. You would think Green Bay, but, you know, I didn't even say my Eagles. I'll mention this because the Eagles so crazy, blown out right from the beginning. Cardinal fans have to be loving this. I mean, they just blew them out. Wasn't a contest, wasn't a game. It was an embarrassment. The final in that one was 27-6. It's like they didn't even show up. It's like the people in the stands showed up. Replacement players now on the field for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, let's go out to Dan, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. First off, how are you?
I'm good. It was the weekend. There were a lot of fun things to do over the weekend, like relax, and it was good.
Well, I haven't been doing that lately. I haven't been checking on you, and I felt negligent. I just usually been getting into my political rap, and I thought I would inquire about you because I do care.
Well, very nice. We're glad that you inquired. We need a joke from you. You're the best joke teller of everyone that calls the show, hands down.
You know, I don't have a single thing in my head, and I was looking at one of my Senior Citizens Reader's Digest that has jokes in them tonight. But I didn't even pick it up.
Next time, you got to give us one. You're good at that.
Okay, next time I will.
All right, I like that.
So the president is a joke. With that routine he tried to sell us on that video being the cause of all the unrest and all of Arab Europe, world, whatever it was.
Sure.
Pythons. Betty, I don't get it. What's going down? It's an establishment of their power in the world, and they want to flex their muscles. And they were chanting 1,150,000 Muslims in this world. You have to deal with us. We're all Osama's Obama. Where he got up and bragged about, spiked the football on killing Osama. That's coming back to bite him. And that's basically what it is. The so-called video was just a little ploy. And, you know,
I agree. Well, listen, I agree. I think the biggest mistake is why even go there? Why would you even go there? There was no reason to go there. If I'm the president, why am I addressing that?
Really,
I mean,
I'm
addressing it, but I can just say this is a tragedy.
I agree with you.
Stupid.
And on another thing, on the polls that you were talking about, Kate, they oversampled Democrats when they put those polls together. That's why the polls have been so screwed up. When we get closer to the election, the Rasmussen and all the rest of them will have to be more honest about their poll, and then you will see that there really is a difference in the polls, and those are the polls to believe. Stuff that's going on now, it's academic. It'd be like trying to pick the winner of the football game on a game show or something.
That's right. Pick the winner of the Super Bowl.
No pun intended. And now on this Romney thing, Romney didn't really say anything, basically, that wasn't true. I mean, I have felt as a dependent on Social Security, on the federal government. I know many other people that have. Many people are dependent on their VA check and their railroad pension checks and their
sure.
Social Security checks and their SSI checks and their unemployment checks and then their food stamps that we're all getting now. I mean, even I get $16 worth of food stamps a month. So I'm not kidding you. We've had 2 million more. No, it's more than that. We've had 15 million more people added to the food stamps roll in the 3.5 years that Obama has been president. And these are people that are dependent on the federal government. So Romney didn't say anything that was wrong. And now they've had to come out and admit that Romney was right when he made his statement about what was going on over there in Libya. And he did not shoot first and aim later. He really did have a point to make, and that is that this administration sent a man into a zone when they knew that he was of a different persuasion than the
yeah.
sexual person,
yeah.
and that was foreboding in that part of the world, and that the people organized against him and rallied for it to put him down and kill everybody involved. And those SEALs that was there to protect him, they weren't there to protect him. Their job was to look for the weapons that Obama's crew gave to the people that killed our ambassador. Those rocket-compelled grenades came from us.
There's more that meets the eye.
You're
that
right.
Has
You're
happened right. over there, Dan. Oh. Absolutely. And the thank you. And the one point that he makes, he's right that in trying with the ambassador who was gay is what it is. But the ambassador was popular with a lot of the Libyan people. However, that being a known fact, does that play into some of the things that happen? I think there's a whole other part of this, and really more what it's about is September 11th, the anniversary of September 11th, not wanting this to be a terrorist attack per se, better that it's, this Prophet Muhammad film comes out, and look what's happening even now in other places in Greece. In Greece, the police there had to use tear gas and pepper spray because there were Muslim protesters who were clashing in a rally against that film that was produced about the Prophet Muhammad, and we're starting to see this bubble up in some other places. But I mean, that's a controversy from the statement perspective that absolutely didn't have to happen.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.